Houston, Apollo 8.
Roger, go ahead.
You planning on using our computer anytime in the near future? I thought I'd do a little P-37.
Apollo 8, Houston, you can go ahead and run that 37, and we're going to kind of watch that from the ground, too, and see how it works out. A couple items that are just general interest in the trajectory world. Looks like the uncertainty in position is about 12 miles. Your uncertainty in velocity is about a quarter of a foot per second. And the perigee altitude uncertainty is 5 miles.
Roger, understand. Just for information, perhaps you read it out on the ground. I ran our parasympthian altitude determination using, first of all, P21 with our stage vector that we've navigated with. We have plus 84.7 mile altitude. Then we ran out your stage vector that you updated with us the last time. We got 64.2, and then I ran P30 using our state vector. We got 82.6 nautical miles. At least they're all plus.
That's good.
What I'm going to attempt to do on P37 is to input your delta V of your TLI plus 44 and use that 44 burn time. I noticed that the entry velocity is a little high. We might not be able to do a normal P37 with it, but I'll give it a try.
All right.
Houston, one more question before I start. In your notes of this last update, that this minus MANC1, was that referring to the P-37 fast return or the nominal maneuver which you gave?
Apollo 8, that's referring to the fast return procedures.